מסכת אבות פרק ג' משנה ט', רבי חנינה בן דוסה אומר, רבי חנינה בן דוסה צר, כל שירת חטאו קודמת לחוכמתו, חוכמתו מתקיימת. Anybody whose fear of sin comes before his חוכמה, before his wisdom will last. What we mean over here is a person whose kavana, his intent when learning Torah, is to be marbe yirat het, to increase his yirat shamayim, and he has a goal in mind, and he watches the Torah knowledge that he has continuing to contribute to that goal, his wisdom is going to last, he's going to enjoy his learning, because the studying is helping him get to what he wants, and therefore he's going to remember the Torah that he studied. But anybody whose wisdom comes before the fear of sin, and chokhmato mitkayemet, his wisdom is not going to last. This person is only interested in scholarship, in knowledge. He's not learning with his spirituality on putting into play what he's learning. He's not interested in becoming a person who is lema'aseh, who's action-based. He's not trying to refrain from improper things. He doesn't have fear of sin. So therefore, he's going to look at the Torah constantly, the facts that the Torah provides him, as an obstacle to doing what he wants to do with his life, which is enjoy. And therefore, he's going to view all of Torah as disgusting, and he's not going to continue to learn or to do hazara, so therefore he's going to forget his learning. Hu haya omer, he would similarly say, kol shema'asav minubin mechokhmato, chokhmato mitkayemet. Here we're talking about positive mitzvot. In the previous part of the Mishnah, we were talking about refraining from negative, from staying away from avera. Here we're talking about somebody who studies Torah because he wants to know how to do the mitzvot properly. So what we're saying is anyone whose actions are more than his wisdom, that means he puts it in his mind that whatever he learns, he's going to put into practice, then it's as if his actions are more than his wisdom, even though that's not possible, because a person could only do what he knows. We say here, if he has that mindset, it's as if he did the entirety of Torah, because it's as if he already accomplished it, because he's committing himself to do whatever he learned. So therefore, his actions are more than his wisdom. We say that his wisdom is going to last. He's going to appreciate his Torah knowledge, and therefore his Torah will last. V'kol shehochmato miruba mima'asav, en hochmato mitkayemet. But anybody whose wisdom is more than his actions, which means he's not in, he's not automatically committed to following the mitzvot of Hashem. So he puts his wisdom first and then his action. So he may know certain things but not put them into practice. In that case, his wisdom is not going to last, because he shows he's not really interested in the knowledge. He's interested in whatever is interesting to him, whatever he's enthusiastic about. But he doesn't plan on saying, you know what, I am viewing this as the entirety of Torah is from Hashem, and I'm going to put whatever I learn into play, into practice, and therefore this person's knowledge of Torah is going to be treated less seriously, and he's not going to retain that knowledge.